Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. And with me in the studio via Zoom this morning is Dr. Daniel Hoft. He's the director for the Division of Infectious Diseases, Allergy, and Immunology, and also the director for the Center for Vaccine Development at St. Louis University. Thanks for stopping by, Dr. Hoft.
Thanks for having me.
And Dr. Hoft, you deal with vaccines, and so we're going to jump right into it. Can you talk a little bit about the broad classes of vaccine and how they're similar or different?
Sure. There's four major types of vaccines, and I can sort of go in chronological order. The initial vaccines developed centuries ago were attenuated, weakened versions of live viruses or pathogens. Those have been very successful over the years. The second would be an inactivated virus or other pathogen where you've killed it so that you can make the vaccine safer. And those have also been around for a prolonged period of time and have induced a lot of good immune responses. The third would be a recombinant subunit type of vaccine where recombinant technology is utilized to specifically express a single antigen or a fusion of a couple antigens in one protein that comes from the virus or other pathogen that can be injected into people to induce an immune response specifically against that protein or antigen. The most recent platform that's been in the news quite a bit recently is the messenger RNA type of vaccine platform. And what this is you don't need to have a whole virus or pathogen. You don't have to have it live, attenuated, or inactivated. And you don't even have to do the expression of a protein with recombinant technology. What messenger RNA is the code that comes from our DNA translated into a molecule that gets out of the nucleus of the cell and then is utilized to actually make protein. Since the mRNA vaccine platform is using mRNA, you don't need all the rest of it. What you do is you inject the mRNA that gets into cells, and that then makes the protein inside our own bodies, which then induces an immune response.
So if you could briefly say, then that sounds like it has some advantages. So talk briefly about the advantages and then any disadvantages that might have.
Well, the major advantages of the mRNA platforms are that it's very fast. What happened with the Moderna vaccine, for example, was that the Chinese scientists that had sequenced the first SARS-CoV-2 genomes in Wuhan, China, in mid-January, released that information to the world. And within 2 days, people at Moderna had generated a vaccine concept in silico in the computer, basically taking the sequence of the spike protein, which is the part of the virus that initiates infection, and putting it into an RNA vector that they'd already made and used, including all the way up into people in the past. And within another 6 weeks, the first vaccinations were actually being done in humans. So it's incredibly amenable rapid rollout. Disadvantages would be we just don't know enough about it at this point. Hasn't been studied as much as the other platforms. And so we can't say for sure about rare side effects that may or may not happen. And we don't know the very best ways to use these RNAs yet. So we're still learning.
Now, the body gets trained by any one of these vaccines, but the body's trained in more than one way. There's more than one response we have. So very briefly, if you could sort of lead us through what responses our body's going to have to these.
Well, just think about the lymphocyte, one type of white blood cell. Those are the cells that can develop a memory immune response. And there's two types. There's B lymphocytes and T lymphocytes. The B cells make the antibody that you hear about that can float around in the body extracellularly and bind directly to a virus and neutralize it, meaning block it from infecting a cell. The other major type of lymphocytes that are involved is the T lymphocyte. And these cells don't make antibody, but what they can do is recognize an infected cell and eliminate it before it makes more viral particles. And those two types of immune responses in combination can give us a 1-2 punch, if you will, which can have much stronger effects than either alone.
I hate to say this, but we are actually out of time. Daniel, we're going to have a web version, and I encourage people to listen to that. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.